Today on the program, we welcome the Quincy Lions Club because they've got two big events coming up later on this month, Sunday, October 27th at the Kennedy Center. Be there for their annual pancake breakfast, but also the iMobile is there to conduct eye screenings. So President Sean Glennon is here, and the chair of the pancake breakfast committee, Dave Sawyer, past president, actually, of the Lions Club. So guys, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure as always. Sean, now first year as president of the Quincy Lions Club.
And it's going extremely well.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is a really special club. I'm thrilled to report that we've installed 8 new members this year, bringing our total to 70, which is the first time we've had 70 or more members since 2016. So it's really been a blockbuster year, and I'm thrilled to be president. We have an amazing group, and I couldn't be happier to be serving this year.
So how old is the Quincy Lions Club?
83 years young.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've been president.
It has. Yeah. I've served as secretary, treasurer, third vice president, and actually back in those days, the third vice president would be the person that chaired the pancake breakfast in those days. So, I know what Dave's been going through, and really appreciate his efforts on that event. We work on so many different things. Lions Club International is the largest service club organization in the world.
Period. Stop.
Yeah. 1.37 million members and 49,600 clubs across the world.
Yep.
And it's really special to be part of something so big.
Can't help but notice you're wearing your Lions pin as a proud president. And does that kind of admit you to clubs anywhere you go?
Actually, it doesn't. It's funny. Since I've been in the club, it's my 15th year now, whenever I travel, I see those icons, the road signs. And it says when the meetings are, and every now and then, it doesn't always work out based on travel needs, but sometimes I'll pop into one, and if I have my pin with me, it's really cool to see how other Lions clubs operate and where they meet, talk to other people.
So where do they meet in Quincy? When do they meet? How do I become a member of the Lions Club?
Well, would love to have you,
okay,
first of all.
Thank you.
The club meets at the Common Market in West Quincy there, the second Wednesday of the month at 5:30, just once a month. So it's really not a large commitment in terms of meeting times.
Right.
Other clubs meet weekly, which can be difficult for schedules. But 5:30 on the second Wednesday. We usually have a guest speaker or participate in some sort of service project. And to join, you do not have to live or work in the city. Some people, we have members, one person who lives down the Cape, one who's in North Attleboro, one who travels between Georgia and Maine.
Wow.
But they pay their dues. They come when they can.
Yes.
And we'd love to have anybody that's interested. So there's an application on our website, quincylionsclub.com.
Yep.
Or could send an email to me. The one I check is quincylionsevents@gmail.com. That comes directly to me. And I'd love to talk to anybody that's interested in joining.
Very simple motto for Lions: we serve.
It's simple, but it says a lot.
But it says a lot.
It really does. Yeah. A couple of other slogans we've talked about is where there's a need, there's a lion.
Hmm.
And the other one is the acronym. Lions originally stood for liberty, intelligence, and our nation's safety.
Oh.
And over the years, that's become modernized, and now we like to say loving individuals offering needed service.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dubbed the Knights of the Blind by the Helen Keller Foundation, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Helen Keller spoke to the International Association of Lions in 1925, and she said, "Won't you become the Knights of the Blind?" And ever since then, LCI has really embraced that mission. Although, there's actually a wide variety of service projects. Youth projects, disaster relief and humanitarian efforts, childhood cancer, diabetes. Yep. So there's really no wrong answer, no wrong service project to participate in. But traditionally, the Quincy Lions have focused on vision causes.
Most known for collecting used eyeglasses, to help those who can't afford them, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You still do that?
We do. In fact, the closest location from here is right next door at the Bank of Canton. We have a box right there, and we encourage folks to drop off used glasses if they can.
Very good. It doesn't happen without funding. You're a nonprofit, 501c3, so completely self-sufficient and operating on donations, right?
That's right. Yeah. We have the members pay dues for administrative items, bookkeeping, right. You know, printing costs, things like that. But in terms of providing funding for the things that we do, the service projects, the sort of the charitable arm, that's 100% through fundraising, through events just like this.
Events like the Fall Pancake Breakfast, Sunday, October 27th, 8 to noon at the Kennedy Center. You can buy your tickets on that website that you talked about, QuincyLionsClub.com, or right at the door. Past president of the Lions, Dave Sawyer, is here because you were chairing the committee this year. Dave.
I have that pleasure.
Congratulations.
This year. Yeah, it's great. No, it's good. It's fun. It's a fun event that we have every year.
Yeah.
It really is a community-based event. The cost is very limited. It's only a $5 recommended donation.
Okay.
So if, you know, someone just wants to come and join us and enjoy the day, we love to have them come and enjoy some pancakes and some camaraderie with other members of the community.
Yeah, so 8 a.m. to noon. So what actually happens that day? How does it all work?
What happens that day is there's plenty of pancakes that are being cooked behind the scenes.
All right, so they're cooked to order.
They're cooked to order. We have a full supply. We'll have pancakes, we'll have sausage, we'll have some pastries, coffee, juice, all the good stuff you want at a nice breakfast. And then again, it's camaraderie. It's just, you know, being together with other members of the community. We will have some raffle prizes as well.
Oh, do tell.
So we're going to have a general raffle. There'll be a lot of gift cards, some nice baskets, a few surprises that we'll throw in there as well. But it's very inexpensive, again,
sure. You
know, in terms of buying some raffle tickets. We just want to have a fun day,
right.
Is really what it's about. And you know, we encourage families to come. Kids can come in costume. It's right before Halloween.
Great,
so
yeah.
If kids want to get a jump start on Halloween, we'd love to have them come in
or
costume.
Or adults, maybe.
Yep, that too. We will have a few members that will dress up in costume.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, you looked at Sean
well,
for that.
Well, maybe. We'll see. He was dressed up for me yesterday when we had a pre-call on the breakfast meeting.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Excellent.
It'll be fun.
About how many folks do you expect?
Well, we're hoping to have 200 or 300 people
wow.
come during the course of the day.
Okay.
I mean, that's what our history has shown, you know, we get in terms of the number of people that come. So it should be fun. And it's from 8 till noon.
Yep.
So, you know, plenty of time. People can go to church in the morning or do whatever they want to do in the morning, come midday, early, late, whatever's convenient for them.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you need, Dave, for that day? Do you need volunteers? Do you need?
So we have a lot of volunteers from the club. So I think we have a lot of that covered. We really just want to have people come and enjoy the day and get to know the Lions. You know, there'll be a lot of us there at the event that will be, you know, just kind of walking around and introducing ourselves to some of the community members. And we do love to have sponsors. We talked a little bit earlier about the donations and where the club really is trying to serve the community is through some funding in events like this.
Yeah.
And so our sponsorship levels are very reasonable. We have different levels, $250, $150, anything really is certainly welcome. We have a lot of great corporate sponsors already lined up. People that have been very loyal and organizations that have been very loyal to the club over the years. So we want to just shout out to them and thank them for their support of our efforts.
Okay. And that's always available, right? Not just at this event.
Correct. We have other events during the course of the year
right.
that will reach out to our friends. We call them our friends.
Yes.
And they are friends because they're really, you know, being key contributors to, you know, people that are in need within the community. And we want to make sure that we serve them.
A unique offering at this year's breakfast is the automobile is going to be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what'll be happening at the same time as the breakfast, right?
Same time as the breakfast.
Okay.
So this is we're part of District 33K within Lionism, so that's just regionally within the state.
Okay.
So District 33K has an automobile that will be at the event. We will be having eye screenings. Free of charge, so anybody can come and get their eyes screened.
Yeah.
It's a great tool that we're able to share with the community, and we have found over the years a few people that we needed to provide some assistance to and ask, you know, kind of refer them over to an optician for further screenings. So it's a great way to catch, you know, something that might be a problem for people down the road.
Yeah, I know, Sean, you and I have talked about this in the past, that you actually are certified as a screener, right, yourself?
That's for the children's vision screening, which is a separate device. It's,
right.
it's a camera we have, and that's a phenomenal program, too, that we'll go to preschools and daycare facilities and screen kids. Ideally, we'll catch them at that point rather than when they're
right.
adults. And the iMobile is a phenomenal tool and would certainly encourage people to come. But really, I love to do the preschool daycare screenings. If we can catch kids, you know, prior to 5, 6, 7 years old, there are a lot of impairments we can actually, not we, but we can catch
right.
and get those fixed, which is an incredible opportunity.
It absolutely is, yeah.
And for some of the kids in need, we'll get them free eyeglasses. We have resources here within the community that will provide free eyeglasses for the children when they have a need. So, it's all part of the service model we have here within the club.
Yeah. No appointment for this at all, right? Just show up and
show up
and get a screening.
It's pretty quick too. It doesn't take a long time for it to happen.
Yeah, I'm assuming you'll be collecting eyeglasses at this event.
We always are. We'll have some recycle boxes there, and love to have people bring them to the event.
Sure. So obviously, the city's cooperating because it's in a city building this year, right? So they're opening up, and we'll have all the services available.
Yeah, the Kennedy Center has been amazing for the past couple of years that we've had the event at that location. The senior center on East Squanum Street. So love to give them a shout out as well for their support and generosity in providing the location. And they have staff that come to the event, open the doors for us bright and early at 7.
Yeah.
Wonderful people, wonderful people there. So we thank the city and the senior center.
And the partnership with the health department too, Marley Ashley and his team. He's really helped promote this, especially the Amobile portion of it, bringing that health piece together. But it's just a great venue to have the kitchen right there, great auditorium space, and really appreciate the support of the Council on Aging and the mayor and everyone involved.
Is that all you can eat, pancakes?
As much as you can choke down, Joe, as always.
Pumpkin spice pancakes,
sausage,
perhaps.
We can do special orders if people really request it. So love to have as many people there as we can.
Are you guys flipping flapjacks?
I will be behind the griddle. Yes, griddles, plural, will be one of them.
I'll be there for cleanup.
You're for cleanup?
Like at home.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I know it's a tradition. Is the breakfast as old as the club? Do you know? It's going
it
on.
It does
for
have
years.
I don't know if it's 80 years, but it's been going on for a long time. A lot of the historians within the club reminisce about their times of having the pancake breakfast back in the 60s and 70s.
I was going to say, I worked in Quincy almost 40 years, and I know it's happened every year since I've worked in Quincy. So there's half of it right there.
Yeah. We're just doing our part to carry on the tradition.
Yeah. I guess we should talk, Sean, a little bit about what the Lions Club benefits in the city, in some of your actual projects.
Yeah, thanks for that. So we participate in Wreaths Across America.
Yes.
And of course, the eyeglass collection recycling, as you mentioned, the vision screening for children. But then also that charitable, the service arm, any of the money we receive, we get out the same year. So we love to contribute to Massachusetts Lions Eye Research Fund, through LCIF, Lions Club International Foundation.
Sure.
Those are probably the two major ones each year that we fund. But also, the high school scholarship program. It's another thing that Dave chairs. This guy's a jack of all trades with the club. It's amazing the amount of work he does. But the scholarship program is huge. We participate with the Lions Club Peace Poster Contest each year, the speech contest each year, with the Quincy Public School kids. And then we love to contribute to local charities, nonprofits in the city too. So, we just, the effort that's made to try and make a difference locally is huge. That's our primary impact. But then to be able to contribute to regional causes and even these global humanitarian efforts. Mm. There was just recently a drive to help a district down in North Carolina that was impacted by Hurricane Helene.
Yes.
But then that international foundation too helps causes worldwide.
Yes.
And we just love being a part of that.
And we have the Luncheon for the Visually Impaired coming up in December, too.
Oh, tell us.
Which is really just a wonderful event. You can probably share a lot more of the details.
Yeah, well, that's the event that actually I went to 16 years ago, and I loved it so much that inspired me to become a member.
Yeah.
And so it's an event in partnership with the South Shore Center for the Visually Impaired, with our good friend Peg O'Connor from down Howes Neck, who runs that program out of the Four River Clubhouse, another city-owned building. I love that partnership. But it's an event for the guests of that program to come to the Common Market for a nice lunch. We have some entertainment. Our good friend and member Ed O'Leary has been chairing that event for since before I was a member. Try to have some guest entertainment come along. We have some sing-along opportunities, and it's just a great event for the members of that organization to come and just have a fun afternoon.
Yeah. When is that again, Sean?
That'll be the first Friday in December
at
noon, which either December 6th or 7th, I believe.
At Common Market.
Right.
Okay. And tickets available for that also?
That is something we do directly with the South Shore Center and Peg O'Connor. So that's something that Ed and she will coordinate together
Very
for
good.
Those individuals, yeah.
All right. But for the short term, it's Sunday, October 27th, 8 to noon at the Kennedy Center. It's the Quincy Lions Club's Fall Pancake Breakfast and free vision screening with the Eyewobble. Anything else we should add?
I would just mention that, you know, kind of speaking to the history of the club, you know, we've raised and donated over $250,000 for organizations and causes around the world, and that's just a testament to the folks that preceded both of us, and that the 83 years has really made an impact in the city of Quincy.
Yeah, there are very few things that are still around after that long a time.
Yeah, we're certainly very proud of that legacy.
A lot of wonderful people that participated in those efforts to raise those funds. That's a reason that I think Sean and I have been dedicated members for the number of years that we've been involved in.
Yeah, how long have you been involved, Dave?
About 24 years at this point. So really enjoyed my time. Just the people, just wonderful people doing good things. So love to have more members of the community join us and get to know us a little bit.
Yeah. So again, where and when for the meetings?
Second Wednesday of the month. Yep. Common Market, 5:30. And if anybody would like to talk to me personally, encourage them to go to our website, QuincyLionsClub.com, for an application and contact information.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're very
the
welcome.
Time.
Have a successful event. I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Don't eat too many pancakes. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.